time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
And hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction, and today, the desires and longing in our hearts. You know, if we are honest, we all have something missing in the depth of our souls. And think about your own faith right now. Is there a sadness or a loneliness or maybe an emptiness that just seems to be sitting in the depths of your soul, hanging over you like a dark storm cloud? Well, first of all, you're not alone. The truth is that we often look for and chase after the things of this world to fill the void, that empty hole in our heart. And in the end, and here's the truth, only God can fill that emptiness. And we're going to talk about that today, here to help us on the journey. Back with us once again, our spiritual director today, Father Burke Masters. Father Burke is a priest in the Diocese of Joliet, Illinois, Secretary for Christian Formation and Director of the Office of Adult Formation, and now also the temporary administrator of Notre Dame Catholic Church in Clarendon Hills, Illinois. Father Burke Masters, great to have you back on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, Chuck. And you?
Doing well. And always look forward to having you on the program. And certainly today, as we talk about filling our hearts, that emptiness that all of us experience, maybe in the great, a great way and maybe in some little ways. But we're going to talk about that today as we do every day. We will open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us. And we trust a few of you will say yes and join us on the program. So, Father Burke, get us started. And we talk about the emptiness in our hearts, and we want to get into a book that you are really recommending, Fill These Hearts, by Christopher West. But before we get into that, can you just make the point for us that all of us have an emptiness inside of us?
We do. I remember it was my first year as vocation director, 2006, and I was at a dinner with Bishop Sarton and some young men and their dads. It was to promote vocations among young men. And I remember this eighth grader asking me, he said, "Father Burke, do you ever get lonely as a priest?" And I thought, oh boy, if I admit that I do, then I can't, you know, how can I sell priesthood to somebody if I admit that we get lonely? Because at the time I thought only priests got lonely because we weren't married, you know? And I thought I can't say no because then I'd be lying. And so I just kind of stood there. And Bishop Sarton, he saw that I was struggling with the question, and he stepped up and he said, "Absolutely, we get lonely, but so do religious, so do married people, so do single people." He said, "Everybody has an infinite longing in their hearts that only God can fill." And and something really clicked for me that night. I thought, "That's it." And then he said this line that really changed something. He said, "Loneliness is God's invitation to intimacy with Him." In other words, that longing, that loneliness, that ache in our hearts that all of us have, no human being, not even your spouse, your best friend, no human being can fill that infinite desire. Only God can. And so, one, as you said, it's something that we all have. It's important that we're aware of it, and then it's important how do we react to it. And that's what this book, Fill These Hearts, by Christopher West. You know, I read a lot of books, and, you know, they're all good, but there's certain books that just kind of catch my attention, and I think, wow, I want to really promote this book because I think it's, as Peter Kreeft says on the cover, he says, revolutionary, liberating, and life-changing. I would agree with that, so... Fill These Hearts by Christopher West is what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, and we'll talk more specifically about that. And in fact, let's open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us, spend some time with Father Burke Masters on the program today, talking about the desires of our heart. And in your faith right now, is there some sadness or loneliness that maybe you don't know how to handle that? What's going on? And in your faith, when have you ever come to the realization that the emptiness in your life can only be filled by God? We'd love to hear your story. If you'd like to join us, toll-free number 888-914-9149, our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. So, Father Burke, before we get into some more specifics about this book, Fill These Hearts by Christopher West, talk a little bit more about the loneliness and the emptiness, because the reality is that we look to the world, don't we, to fill those voids. We want the things of the world. We think that's going to make a difference.
We do, and we've probably all done that. In the book, Christopher West talks about this vertical desire that we have for God, but we often try to fill it horizontally with things of this world. And I know in my own life, I thought if I could fill it with baseball by becoming rich and famous and, you know, having everything this world has to offer. And I got a taste of some of those things that the world offers, and they would always leave me a little bit empty. And I started to think, wow, you know, what am I looking for, you know? And I remember coming across St. Augustine, you know, his probably most famous line. He says, "We were made for you, Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." You know, and in his book, The Confessions, he talks about how he, you know, would chase after, you know, the things of this world, women and wine and partying. And, you know, he was living with his girlfriend. They had a child out of wedlock. Unfortunately, their child died young. But then, of course, when he encountered Christ and found what he was truly looking for, then he became a priest, bishop, and saint. So it's okay for if you've maybe tried to fill that infinite void with things of this world. It's part of our fallen human nature. But what we're going to talk about today is how do we become aware of that, and how do we redirect maybe what we've done before and find more healthy ways, more appropriate ways to fill that void.
Yeah, and then before we get more specific with that, Father Burke, for a listener today who is feeling that maybe overwhelming sadness, the depth of loneliness, everything that that void, that emptiness, and thinks that, you know, I've tried to go to God. I don't think God can fix this. I don't think God can help me. What would you say to that listener today?
Yeah, that to keep trying, keep going to God. God is so faithful. And, you know, the God that we serve, when our hearts cry out to him, imagine, you know, those of you who are parents, you know, when your child is hurting, you can't wait to run to them and help them, like the father and the prodigal son story. That's how God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we cry out to him, you know, we sing in that psalm, the Lord hears the cry of the poor. And it's not just the poor financially, but the poor in spirit, those of us who are aching, longing. The key is to continue to keep going back to him in prayer. You know, one of the things I tried doing was, you know, I tried to go to prayer, and then if nothing happened, I would say, well, that didn't work, and then I'd go back to the things of this world. But Mother Teresa showed us that, you know, you might have some real dry times in prayer, but to stay faithful, keep going back to him, and he will ultimately fill that desire. But there's also a sense that we're not going to be completely filled in this life, and to come to terms with that, we're not going to be completely fulfilled on earth.
Well, and then we'll get into more specifics in terms of all of that. I guess I have, for anybody in the listening audience today who is feeling that emptiness, that loneliness, that incredible sadness, we just want you to know that you're not alone, and that, yes, we're going to give you some specific help as we move through the hour today with Father Burke Masters, talking about filling our hearts. And we're going to refer more directly to Fill These Hearts. It's a book by Christopher West, and really gets into theology of the body. We'll talk about that as well. But again, if you'd like to join us, if you've got that overwhelming sadness, loneliness, don't know what to do with it, we invite you to join us, spend some time with Father Burke Masters today, 888-914-9149. You can email us as well, innerlife@relevantradio.com. And Father Burke, talk a little bit more about this book, Fill These Hearts. Again, it's by Christopher West. You describe it as a must read. How so?
Yeah, I think the reason why it's touched my heart, and it was given to me by a friend who it really lit something inside of him, is he understands, well, you know, all of this is, the theology of the body is based on the brilliant talks and writings of St. John Paul II. They understand the human nature. They understand this deep desire that God created us, you know, that we talked about, this longing for the infinite. And he talks about how the different ways we respond to it. And in doing this, I think any one of us who reads it will find ourselves in one of these responses, you know. And he talks about being a stoic, an addict, or a mystic, and we'll get into that in more detail. And for me, it just made me think, oh, that's why I did that. That's why I said that. That's what I've been trying to find the answer to. And it connects with so many things that I've been doing with Dr. Bob Schutz, Be Healed and Unbound. Like Dr. Schutz says, behind every disordered desire is a desire for God. And it's the same thing in different words that Christopher West is speaking about here, is that do we recognize our desires? Are we in touch with them, first of all? And then how do we respond to them? And I think if we had a world that was in touch with these desires and learned how to work within these desires, it could be a total game changer.
Well, and then Father Burke, again, we want to get into more detail on the way we respond to the sadness and the loneliness, the emptiness in our hearts. But talk a little bit before we get more specific. What do we have to do when we recognize that there's this heavy gloom around our life? How do we begin to walk out of that and recognize that what we're really missing, what we're really longing for, is in fact of deeper, more intimate relationship with God?
Yeah. Yeah, so if I've experienced that ache, that longing, that desire that continually goes unfulfilled, I think first of all is to recognize, what have I gone to try to fill it? And how has that left me empty each time, you know? St. Thomas Aquinas is often quoted by Bishop Barron, you know, the four substitutes for God. And he talks about honor, power, pleasure, and wealth. And you think about those things. Is it pleasure? You know, do I go to alcohol or drugs or pornography or sex, whatever that may be? Is it honor? Do I try to climb the corporate ladder and try to win the esteem of other people? Is it power? Do I want to have power and control over others, or is it wealth? You know, and you see these four substitutes being advertised by our culture, by our world, to say this is what you really want and this is what you desire. This will fulfill you, and that's not how we're made as human beings. If we study human anthropology, we're going to find that we were made by God and for God, and only God can fill us. And so I think the first step is to recognize what we've turned to and how it's turned out. And then, okay, now if I recognize, as what Christopher West is saying, that I'm looking for God, okay, now how do I do that? And that's where we can go today, you know, through prayer and scripture and the sacraments. And to know, to recognize that desire for union with God can't be completely fulfilled on earth. To know that ache is going to be there, and to be okay with that. You know, St. Paul said, I believe it was in the readings maybe two Sundays ago, He said, I've learned to deal with abundance and lack. I've learned to deal with being hungry and being having my hunger fulfilled. And what St. Paul, I think, is pointing to is this desire. He knew that nothing on this earth could fulfill that desire, but only God and that marriage feast, if you will, in heaven.
We are talking today about the desires of our heart. And in your faith right now, is there some sadness or maybe loneliness you don't know how to handle? If you'd like to join us, we invite you to do that. But when have you ever come to the realization that the emptiness in your life can only be filled by God? Father Burke Masters is our spiritual director. If you'd like to join us, toll-free phone number 888-914-9149. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
This is today's gospel reading from the New American Bible.
Luke chapter 12, verses 39 through 48. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant, who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much more will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more."
You can find all the daily readings at relevantradio.com/gospel or tap the prayer tab on the Relevant Radio app.
Welcome back to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. Call in now to share your story with our Inner Life spiritual directors. 1-888-914-9149. That's 1-888-914-9149. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
And thank you for joining us. Good to have all of you with us on the program today. Chuck Neff, along with our producer, Nick Schmitz. Jim Shaper answering your phone calls today. Father Burke Masters, if you're just joining us, is our spiritual director. Father Burke is a priest in the Diocese of Joliet, Illinois, Secretary for Christian Formation, Director of the Office of Adult Formation, also now the temporary administrator of Notre Dame Catholic Church in Clarendon Hills, Illinois, one of our regular contributors, and always like to mention... you can hear his vocation story, which is just a terrific story, by the way, but on a CD from Lighthouse Media called The Baseball Priest. We are talking today about the desires of our hearts. And in your faith right now, is there some emptiness, some sadness or loneliness that you really don't know how to handle? What's going on with that? And if you'd like to join us and talk with Father Burke today, we invite you to do that. But also in your faith, when have you come to the realization that the emptiness in your life can only be filled by God? Toll-free number if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. Our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. So, Father Burke, before we get to some phone calls, hang in there with us, everyone. But, you know, the question is, really, you know, we've got this emptiness, this loneliness, this gloomy sadness that just kind of just wraps itself around us like a wet blanket. What do we do with that? How do we typically respond to that?
Can you repeat that again?
Basically, when we're dealing with the sadness, the loneliness that really just is enveloping us, how typically do we respond to that? Because we certainly, many times, don't turn to God. We look to the world as the way to satisfy those longings.
Yes, and this is where I think the crux of this book that really struck me is, I remember my friend talking about it. I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, we respond as Stoics, addicts, or mystics. Stoics, addicts, or mystics. So Christopher West says the Stoic, in response to that deep longing and desire in our hearts, we repress the desires, hoping to alleviate the sadness. In other words, I don't like that feeling of having some desire unfulfilled, so I act like it's not there. And, of course, this isn't healthy because if you study psychology, repression is not a good response to anything. And if I look at my own life, I would say there have been times when, I didn't want to deal with the desires of my heart. And in this book, in Theology of the Body, they talk a lot about, sexual desire. God has given us this sexual desire in order to seek union. And, again, it's a beautiful gift within the sacrament of marriage between a man and a woman. Ultimately, that deep desire is going to be fulfilled by God in heaven. So as a celibate man, I shouldn't repress my desires, but relate them to the Lord. So that's a Stoic. The Stoic builds walls around their hearts because they don't want to deal with the longing. The opposite response to that would be the addict. Meaning, I have this desire, I don't know what to do with it, so I'm just going to indulge my desires. Whatever my desire is, I'm going to indulge it. It could be, again, alcohol, sex, drugs, sports, work, you name it. We can indulge in, we can overdo just about anything. So that's the addict, and, it's pretty obvious how that can play out. And then the third response is the mystic. This is the goal. And when we hear mystic, we think, oh, that's for that select few that are saints in the church, and that's not me. That's not what this word means in this context. The mystic is someone who recognizes the longing and the sadness of an unfulfilled desire and trusts that God is going to fulfill that desire ultimately in heaven with glimpses of it here on earth. For example, again, as a priest, as a celibate man, I recognize that, I will never have sexual relations here on earth. I don't want to repress it as a Stoic. I obviously don't want to indulge it as an addict. I want to be able to sit in that sadness, recognize that I've given up, something beautiful for the kingdom, but I trust that God will fulfill it in heaven. And I get glimpses of it when I celebrate Mass and when I experience, intimate moments with God in prayer and also, just sharing at the level of the heart with other human beings. So I think for all of us to look inside and say, where have I been a Stoic? Where have I been an addict? And how can I move toward being a mystic, like St. Paul saying, I've experienced abundance and I've experienced lack. I've experienced hunger. I've experienced, kind of the fulfillment of hunger. But I trust in God ultimately. He's the one that will fulfill my desire.
And then, Father Burke, when we begin to realize, and you said it earlier, let's emphasize it again, that feeling that loneliness or that heaviness or sadness or emptiness or whatever it is, it's okay. You're all right. You're like all of us. But
you're like every human being, and I think that's a good place to start to say this is normal. It's so normal. And again, that sexual desire that Christopher West talks about is often the strongest one that we have. And we see how people, respond to it in all three of these ways. And so to recognize you are part of the human race, and it's a beautiful thing, and to not condemn yourself of where you're at or where you've been, but to say, okay, how can I change from here going forward?
Yeah, and then does it help us to be able to name it, to identify it, to describe the loneliness, to describe the heaviness, to describe the emptiness? Does that help us walk into a deeper relationship with God?
Absolutely. I remember when I first started doing the Institute for Priestly Formation back as a seminarian, and they would talk about desire being at the core of prayer. And I thought, I don't understand that. What does that mean? And, you know, this was based in St. Ignatius's style of prayer. And so he says these desires come from God, exactly what Christopher West is saying still today. You see the saints, you know, throughout the ages pointing us in the same direction. And to express this, one, to recognize it ourselves, and to express it to God in prayer, it can be a very deep prayer, crying out to God, saying, you know, God, why did you give me this desire if it can't be fulfilled here on earth? That's a prayer. And, you know, and God wants to meet you there and say, you know, to keep walking with us, you know, with the hope, with the faith, with the promise that this is not, God would not be God if he gave us a desire that could never be fulfilled, right? That would be a cruel God to say, here's a desire and good luck, but it'll never be fulfilled. This God keeps us longing for him and trusting that when we're one with him in heaven, it'll be greater than you've ever experienced. You know, eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has ready for those who love him. And that's why the Mass is so powerful. If we could understand the power of the Mass, that it's at the Mass where heaven meets earth, you know, simple elements of bread and wine become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, and he wants to be one with us. This is the marriage feast on earth that is going to be, you know, fulfilled completely in heaven where we're totally in union with God. I remember studying theology of the body, and, you know, they would say, if you go to these beautiful old churches in Rome and throughout Europe, where they have the canopy over the altar. That canopy is called a baldacchino, and that canopy represents the marriage bed. You know, you often see marriage beds where a canopy and something draped over it, because at the marriage bed, the marriage bed is where the marriage is consummated. It's at the altar where our union with God is consummated that he says, this is my body given up for you. This is my blood poured out for you. And we get to receive communion and to be one with him here on earth. So it's not that God completely ignores our desires on earth, but it's we get tastes of that union with God. And then in heaven, it'll be, let's say, beyond our wildest imagination.
Yeah. Father Burkmaster is our spiritual director today, talking about the desires of our heart and filling that emptiness, that void, the sadness, the loneliness, the hopelessness, everything we don't want in the middle of our soul. God only fills that. We're talking about that today. If you'd like to join us, toll-free number 888-914-9149. Let's take some phone calls, and thanks, everybody, for waiting. Let's start with Teresa, listening in Los Angeles. Hi, and welcome to the program today.
Hi, good morning. I really, you know, I've been looking forward to a conversation like this. And my question is, you know, there's definitely, I've been single for the past 15 years, and I have a pretty strong spiritual life and, you know, always in continued prayer and gratitude and devotion. And one of my prayers has always been, you know, to meet a good Catholic husband, you know, to fill my life, I guess, you know. I don't have so much the sense of emptiness, but it is maybe more of loneliness, and I would love to share my life with someone. And I just feel that prayer isn't being answered, but what's, I guess, maybe frustrating, or I don't know if frustrated is the right word, but when I see other friends who do not have a spiritual life, you know, and who are not devoted, you know, to praying or anything, but yet they find, you know, they find husbands, they find their boyfriends, and they're on dating sites, and they're like, wow, God sent this person to me. And I'm like, well, how are you getting your prayers answered and I'm not? That's what I don't understand. It's like, am I doing something wrong? Am I asking wrong? I don't want to go on dating websites, you know, which they do. And it's like, I don't know what else I could do. So I really don't even know what my question is, but I want to remain faithful and continue, but I don't know what else to do, but be patient, I guess. Right.
Yeah. And it's painful, right? Acknowledging the pain of seeing other people seemingly having their prayers answered, and it feels like God isn't hearing your prayers. Is that what I'm hearing, Teresa?
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously we're not going to be able to resolve this on a call, but to go to God in prayer with what you're experiencing, and it sounds like you are, it sounds like you're a woman of deep prayer. And, you know, sometimes God answers our prayers the way we want him to, and sometimes he's drawing us closer to him in ways that we never imagined. I always wanted to be married. I wanted to have, you know, biological children. I wanted a different life than I have. But I can tell you now, as been a priest now 18 years, I wouldn't trade it for anything. And so we don't know God's plan for you, but to trust that, you know, he's drawing you into that intimacy with him. And, you know, these people who might seem like they have everything fulfilled, you know, if they don't have God in their marriage, in their relationship, they're going to be lacking. And God, you know, God wants you to be, he wants to be his, your all in all. And then, you know, who knows, in God's time, maybe that person will come along. But if not, to trust that, you know, he's with you in this suffering. It's a difficult thing. I hear the pain, and, you know, as a celibate man, I can relate to that ache. But to keep going to God with it, that'd be my best answer, best advice, for you. And to read this book, I think it would really speak to your heart, Teresa.
And the book, just again, is by Christopher West, Fill These Hearts, Fill These Hearts by Christopher West. And Susan, not Susan, but we're going to go to Susan. But Teresa, does that help?
Yes. You know, I know I have to remain faithful. But thank you for this conversation. Thank you, Father.
And thank you for calling in. Thank you for the honesty. We appreciate that a lot. Let's take another phone call. Susan, listening in San Diego, good to have you on the program. How are you doing today?
Well, it was another one of those things where I wasn't even going to tune into the show because I had other stuff, and I thought, well, no, I better go see what's happening on the Inner Life. And so, hi, Chuck. Hi, Father. 4 years ago when my husband walked out after 36 years, it was like one of those things you never see coming, you know, and it was like hitting the bottom of the barrel and being down there and like begging and pleading and all the things that we do in loneliness. And when something hits you like that, it wasn't like a progression. It was just this boom one day. And it took me it took a couple of years. I mean, before I had someone mentioned that God is a gentleman, like Jesus is a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on you. You have to like invite him in, help me, you know, even though like I was saying it, but to get to the point where it's so like real that you say, finally, like, please help me. And, and that humility, I think, is where all of a sudden you start seeing things are turning around, and there's God is working something out that we don't know all the time. And then I started reading the Bible more. I got way more in touch with my spirituality that I always thought I had a lot of, but it wasn't until you get to that point where you're begging God, help me, and then all of a sudden things start just happening. You know, like, you know, I read I think it's in Habakkuk, but something about God's timing is always right. So, like, you know, even to Teresa, the lady before me, like, it doesn't matter what all these people have, because once God does answer her prayer, it's going to be like, wow, you know, I'm glad that I waited, because everything, all the little details will just be perfect, and it blows your mind. So anyway, that was all I wanted to say.
And thank you, Susan. What have you seen in your own life, like practically, God, you said, you know, you've kind of seen God working things out as you've turned to him during this time of pain. What have you noticed in your own life and heart?
Well, I used to be kind of bossy, okay, and not so bossy anymore. And I still talk to my husband regularly. You know, we're still separated, but there was this other person involved in the situation, and I used to just beg God, get her out of here, blah, you know. And then, but what's happening now is that my husband is, you know, his sisters told me that he's seeing the, you know, I would beg God, the scales fall from his eyes about this person and all this stuff. Well, all of a sudden it's happening, and I don't have anything to do with it. It's not me saying anything to him. It's happening in God's time that he is seeing that relationship is not what he thought it was. You know what I mean? And so I'm just sitting over here watching God work, and it's just amazing, you know? And that would make it a true thing for, you know, let's say we do get back together. You know, I still pray for that, because we were married in the church and everything. But I'm not involved with that, and God's working over there, like on the other side of the mountain. You know what I mean? So I do see that there's something so special about having the patience to let God work things out. I don't know if that answered the question.
Yeah, no, it's great advice, because sometimes when we're in the moment and when we're in that pain, and like Teresa said, it's been 15 years, and sometimes you want to say, okay, God, enough, you know. But when we stay faithful to him, and we don't become stoics and repress the desire, we don't become addicts and indulge it, but we live in that unknowing, that unanswered prayer, but with God, we'll look back often and say, oh, that's what God was doing, you know. And so to have patience and faithfulness, endurance, they're not easy virtues, but God is with us. So thank you for sharing, Susan.
Yeah, Susan, thanks. Good to have you on the program. Just a reminder that you and your husband are on a little post-it note that I pray for every day. So we want you to call back in someday when the marriage is reconciled and see how God worked in this. Father Burkmaster is our spiritual director, talking today about the longing of our hearts and that emptiness in your life. What's that like? And has God been able to fill it in your journey of faith? If you'd like to join us, it's a toll-free phone number, 888-914-9149. We'll get to some emails and some more phone calls when we come back. Stay with us. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We'll be right back.
Part of the program, you can listen to this show and any of your favorites on the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Thanks for joining us. Good to have all of you with us. Father Burke Masters is our spiritual director. Father Burke is a priest in the Diocese of Joliet, Illinois, Secretary for Christian Formation and Director of the Office of Adult Formation, and also the temporary administrator of Notre Dame Catholic Church in Clarendon Hills, Illinois. Talking today about the filling our hearts and referencing a book, if you are just joining us. It's by Christopher West, Fill These Hearts is what it's called, and Father Burke has described it as a must-read, really spoke to him, and we've been talking about that today, and certainly filling the emptiness. We all have that, you know, that emptiness, that sadness, that loneliness that we don't know what to do with. The reality is only God can fill that when we turn to the sacraments, turn to our prayer, and grow deeper, and then we find God filling those empty spaces in our hearts. So I want to get to some emails, but real quick, just a reminder that about Father Rocky's new ebook, Vote Your Conscience. This is going to help you learn how to form your conscience around the truth, the beauty, the goodness, and Catholic teaching, and then use that to make moral choices like voting, which our election is now less than 2 weeks away. This is all free, and all you have to do is go to relevantradio.com/vote. You can also sign up on the Relevant Radio app. Again, it's called Vote Your Conscience. It's free. Just go to the website, relevantradio.com/vote, or sign up on the Relevant Radio app. Father Burke, a couple of emails which came in, which I'd like to take some time with if we can. And see if we get to two of them, but this first one, she says, I felt since before our wedding day that I was not marrying the right person, but did not back out. It's been 6 years since we've been married. I still have this thought following me at all times. We've done retrovi, gone to personal counseling. We do our best to pray the rosary together one time a week and go to church. Despite checking all the boxes, she says, I still feel there's a void in my marriage, discontent with my life, and I've tried to fill it, honestly, she says, with alcohol, unhealthy relationships with other men. I've gone to confession for the bad choices I've made, but despite feeling like I'm checking all the boxes, I still don't feel content. Is it normal to feel this way this whole time, or did I make the wrong decision in marrying my partner? What more can I do to find that peace with God and with my marriage?
So thank you for the email, and you're probably speaking for a lot of people out there. So we see the, trying to fill a void with alcohol and unhealthy relationships. She talks about this. So there's the movement toward the addict of trying to fill that void with indulging something from earth here. There may be some stoicism, some repressing of desire. And interesting, she says a couple of times, or he, I don't know if it's he, it's a she, yeah.
Yes.
Checking the boxes. So what the Lord wants is our heart. And so it's great going to Mass and praying the rosary. Obviously those are beautiful things in our faith. And what our God wants is he wants to our hearts. He wants to have this deep, intimate, personal relationship. And so my encouragement to this person would be to go to God in prayer and talk about this discontentment, this void, and say, Lord, this is what's going on, and I need you. I need you to be the absolute center of my life. I need you to be the center of my husband's life, be the center of our marriage. And I have some friends who they put their fingers up like a triangle, you know, make a triangle, and they say the top is God, and in the bottom two corners are the husband and wife. And as the husband and wife individually move toward God up that the triangle, they become closer to each other as well. And so obviously we can't discern whether she married the right person or not. She said she felt even before the wedding. And so just a sidebar, encourage people, those who are, engaged and planning to marry, don't feel like you have to go through with it because the date is set and you've got the church and the reception. Listen to your heart. But she made the decision. She's married, and God can bless that marriage abundantly. And so the encouragement would be recognize that void, recognize the discontentment, bring that before the Lord in prayer, pray for her husband, and, you know, ask God to fulfill that void. Even so, the temptation here as she's done is to move toward other men, to think, you know, he's going to be my answer. And it made me think of the woman at the well. You know, the woman at the well had been married 5 times, and she was living with her 6th husband. And Jesus says, you can keep drinking from that well, you know, symbolic of where we go to fill that desire, kind of where our addictions can be. But he says, if you drink of the well that is his life-giving water, you'll never thirst again. And so, and I'm not picking on this person in the email, because I've done it. I think we've all done it, where we've gone back to that well for the same thing, and it doesn't fulfill us. And the Lord's saying, I'm the one you're looking for. Come to me. I will make your marriages better. I'll make all of your relationships better. And you're still going to have an ache, but that ache will be for me. So finding solace in prayer, at the Eucharist, reconciliation, and reading the scriptures. If you'd add anything to that.
Well, I'm going to just ask you to pick up on that in terms of going to prayer and the sacraments and really getting rooted in scripture. We have another email which kind of alludes to this, and this email just talks about currently not living in love, like we're strangers. I keep praying, go to confession, feel so discouraged and unloved. We have no communication. But let me just say to this email that you're not alone. I mean, I can't tell you how many marriages go through those ups and downs, and sometimes the disillusionment is pretty heavy and pretty deep. It's the pits, so what I like to call those pretty intolerable, terrible situations you don't know what to do with. But even when we get in the pits, Father Burke, back to your point in terms of being that mystic, as you talk about the Christopher West book, Fill These Hearts, but be the mystic, sit with the loneliness, sit with the unhappiness, sit with the disillusionment, but make it a prayer. Turn it into a prayer and get to the sacraments and just bring God into the middle of this. And then just emphasize that, because I know my experience is that. And Judy and I have been married a long time, and a lot of ups and downs. We all go through it. But for marriages in particular these days, just get God into the marriage. It's amazing what happens.
Yeah, it's as you say, it's so common because it's part of the human condition. And again, if I always tell engaged couples, if you're marrying this person because you think they're going to fulfill your deepest desire, you're mistaken, because they can't. You know, and often you may think, well, love will conquer all. But if God's not at the center of your individual lives and your marriage, it's going to be really hard. And so, as you say, to be able to go in prayer, and I would encourage this person and those who are listening to pray the Psalms, you know, to get out your Bibles. And there's some beautiful Psalms that the authors are crying out to God, like this person is, and to say, God, where are you? You know, Psalm 22 that Jesus starts to quote from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? But if we continue to read that Psalm, you're going to see where the author goes from crying out to God and his forsakenness, but I trust in you. And that's what the Lord invites us to, despite the difficulties, that he'll be with us.
Father Burke Masters, our spiritual director. Time to wrap things up, unfortunately. Father Burke, would you like to close with a final blessing for all of our listeners?
Sure. Heavenly Father, just ask you to send your blessing upon all who are listening, and an extension to their families, especially these marriages that are struggling. Just ask you to fill their hearts with your love, your mercy. May Almighty God bless you, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Burke Masters, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us, taking time out of what I know is a very, very busy schedule to be with us today. Stay tuned. Mass is next. We're back tomorrow. Hope to see you then.